You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Thursday. I hope that you are having a great day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953 is the zip code. And we want to thank you for making us part of your daily journey and your efforts to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ and your fruitfulness for the kingdom of God. And so today we are going to be going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We are talking about lawlessness and the life of the believer and how those two things should be incompatible because God says they're incompatible. We don't want to be people who practice lawlessness. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse number 23, where those people get told goodbye. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Let's see what my pages continue to stick together. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity is in another place. And in this particular place, it says, you who practice lawlessness operate beyond the bounds of what God's word has to say. People who know their God will not operate, will not practice, will not happily coexist in a lawless environment. And so when I look around at society and I see lawlessness, it means that there's a great opportunity for revival and for people's lives to be changed if we will shine the light of Jesus Christ. So pray that you are having a great day. We want to say thank you to the folks of Coastal Image Landscapes. Their phone number is 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. They have been a blessing to us at the church with some landscaping upgrades and things like that that have been done, and they've been a blessing at our house. They've done some work for people here at the radio station as well. And so if you have an exterior project, I had pavers done at my house and some sod work done and some sprinkler system upgrades and a pump upgrade. And at the church, they cleaned up the landscape and, installed, a process that would keep rust from getting all over our building. And so they've done a couple of diverse projects for us. But they have a wide array, more than what I can explain here. They have a wide array of upgrades that they can do to your exterior space. And so if you are interested in changing your lawn experience during 2023, give them a call, 321-208-2281. That gets you in touch with Dave. Have Dave get, Dave will pass that number along. There's a lawn care division and a landscape division. The landscape division is the division that I have operated mostly with. 321-208-2281. Dan is the man to talk to, and he and his phenomenal team will put their skill set to work for you at a reasonable price, and you will be glad that you called them. And so I had some work done a year and a half ago, at my house, and it has functioned gloriously ever since then. And probably a year ago at the church, and we are so thankful that Coastal Image Landscapes has become a part of our maintenance, and just they're just all around great people too. So we're privileged to know them, and we send out greetings and blessings to them in Jesus' name. Today we're going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we are going to be in verse number, we're going to read verses 14 through 18, not a large passage of scripture, but it says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? And what accord with Christ has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So, let's go back. We were talking on yesterday's program about what accord has Christ with Belial, and we talked about how that word accord is the word from which we get symphony. And a symphony, not everyone plays the same note, but they all have the same objective. They all have the same goal. And so they work in harmony towards achieving the sound and the melody that is supposed to be played at that time. There is no symphonic connection. There's no accord between the anointed one and the rebellious one. They're incompatible. That's what all of these questions, the question in verse number 14, the two questions there, the two questions here in verse number 15, are designed to show these believers the incompatibility of these two concepts. Law obedience is incompatible with lawlessness. Light is incompatible with darkness. Christ is incompatible with Belial. And then the next question says this, "And what part has a believer with an unbeliever?" So that is where we're going to begin today. What part has a believer with an unbeliever? And so the definition of this word believer here is one who is trustworthy, who is faithful, who is reliable, and a person that believes. They believe, and you can believe them. And so these are four characteristics that we should have in our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. So let me start off with this. We've got to be believers. I believe that a lot of times we are cherry pickers as far as when it comes to believing. There are people that say, well, I believe this in the Word of God, but I don't believe this in the Word of God. And I want you to know that that doesn't fly in the kingdom. God isn't right part of the time. God is right all of the time. And so whenever you believe the promises, you also need to be a believer in the consequences. So I know I've known people that believed that there was a heaven, but they didn't believe that there was a hell. And you would have to be calling Jesus a liar if you said that there wasn't a hell, because he describes hell as a very real possibility for people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. People who don't believe stand condemned already. So That's not what he wants. He wants everyone to be a believer. So part of what I want to share with you this morning is we need to be living like believers. If we're not going to believe what God has to say, why would the world believe anything that God has to say? We're supposedly his followers, and so we need to be believers. You know, and I'm not talking about the old monkeys song. I'm talking about biblical believers that say, this is what God has said. Heaven is available, forgiveness is available, but we therefore need to go into all the world. We need to go and make disciples. We need to be baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to be encouraging people in their journey of faith in the Word of God. And so when you read the Bible, if there is a conflict between the Word of God and your belief system, you need to change what you believe to make it align with the Word of God, not change the Word of God to fit your belief system. That's really where we are as a society right now, where the Bible is an inconvenient truth to so many people because it condemns actions that they have affections for. And so I tell people, every one of us, every single human being has things in our lives that we have either had to ask forgiveness for or need to ask forgiveness for or are asking forgiveness for. There are no sacred cows that are sins that there's a caveat that says, well, you don't have to repent of that. None. If it's sin, it needs to be repented of because it needs to be forgiven so that your relationship with Jesus Christ and with other believers will not be disrupted. So elevate the Word of God to the highest place where there's a saying. I'm going to tell you the old saying, and then I'm going to tell you the actual truth of the saying, and that is this. The old saying is this: the Bible said it, I believe it, that settles it. The saying should actually say, the Bible said it, that settles it, and I believe it. It's not even up for debate. So I've been accused of being closed-minded, and I said, I'm not closed-minded. Back in, not that many weeks ago, I saw something in the Word of God, saw something that I'd never seen before, and I changed my life, I changed my mindset, I changed my behavior, and I shared people about it. It became a testimony of what God had done in my life because I saw something in the Word of God. I'll tell you this. God corrects those that he loves. And so if he says, you know, if the Holy Spirit says that I need to deal with something in my life, there is no argument about it. I might not like it, but are you sure about that? There's none of that that goes on because it is settled, because it's the Word of God. It's settled forever in heaven and on earth. So believing is absolutely essential. And the second thing is that we need to be faithful. I believe it's the New International Version, and it says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. Now, here's what I perceive is going on in society. There is so much unfaithfulness in our society, and because of that, people are not seeing God is faithful because they're not being faithful. So that doesn't have to be a universal condemnation. You and I do not have to follow along with societal degradation. We can be faithful to God, faithful to our spouse, faithful to the Word, faithful to God's mission for our lives. We can be faithful people because God is a faithful God. He, in fact, he says about himself, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. Therefore, as believers and heirs to joint heirs with Jesus Christ to all that heaven has to offer, I am heir to that same mindset and empowerment from heaven that says, even in a land, in a time of unfaithfulness, there can still be faithful people. Let's be those faithful people. Faithfulness sets us up for greater revelation of who God is. Faithfulness also endears us to people around us. The other definitions in the lexicon are reliable and trustworthy. Reliable and trustworthy. So faithfulness, reliable, and trustworthy all are attributes of being a believer. So I want to ask you to do a little quick assessment, and that is this. Do you have people in your life that when you reflect on them, you would not necessarily use the description of faithful, reliable, or trustworthy when it comes to them as far as their time goes? So we need to be faithful, reliable, and trustworthy when it comes to our schedules. Person that I know, he pastored, and he's retired. He still preaches, but he was challenging preachers. He said, look, when you say that your church service is going to start on time and then you don't start your service on time, you have already broken 3 of the 10 commandments. I know two of them, but one of them is you've stolen people's time. And the other is you borne false witness because you said you were going to start and you didn't start. And I don't remember what the third one was at this point in time. But he was encouraging pastors, be faithful, reliable, and trustworthy with your schedules. So as parents, one of the highest forms of discipling our kids when our kids are growing up is to be people who are faithful to the promises that they make. So as you're looking at people in your life, and the most important thing to do is when you're looking in the mirror, don't look at yourself with rose-colored glasses, but look at yourself with an accurate perception and say, would I use those words to describe? Can people count on me? The most important question is, can God count on me? The second question is, can people count on me? So through the years, I've had a number of people that have come up and they would ask questions similar to this. And they'd say, do you know if so-and-so is going to be at church today? And my answer is, well, if you'll ask me this afternoon, I'll be able to answer that question for you, because church would already have been over at that point in time. And you know, if Merit Assembly of God is blessed with some of the most amazing faithful people, that, that you'll ever run across. And I could demonstrate that to you with a million examples and still have examples left over. They are faithful in their finances. They're faithful in church. They're faithful to serve. They're faithful in loving and inviting people to come into the kingdom of God. They're faithful people. So, you know, when other people see the things that take place at Merit Assembly of God and they are curious as to how so much is accomplished with not that many people, I always say the same thing. God is faithful and these saints are faithful. They truly are. So we have a goal to be faithful. You should have a goal to be faithful. Faithful in time. If you're in business, you want customers who are going to be faithful to pay their bills, I would think. And so every area that I've ever evaluated and say, you know what, this is an area we want to grow in. I'm going to give you an example. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, there wasn't, I don't believe, a person that sat farther up than maybe the fourth row from the back. So I would just pick up my little podium and I would move back there to about row six, because I don't like to, you know, be super distant from people. I like to, you know, feel like we're in this thing together. So what I did was whenever I would go to a minister's meeting or a conference or anything like that, I'd start sowing seeds intentionally. So I would start setting up at the front, or, you know, sometimes the front seats weren't available, but I would move much further close to the front than I was to the back. And now, you know, we've got people that they're not the least bit afraid to come up to the come up towards the front. I'll take just a moment out from the teaching of this verse to give a word of encouragement to those of you who listen, who go to other churches. If you're listening and you go to Merit Assembly of God, the same thing is true. When visitors come to a church, they're coming into an environment where they may not know anybody, so there's a whole lot of uncertainty going on. One of the easiest things that you can do to make a visitor comfortable in your service is if you will move closer to the front. Because it just makes it one less check mark of uncomfortability for the visitor coming in. Save on parking spots up at the front. If you come to Merit Assembly of God, I will tell you, I have a reserved parking spot. It's the farthest parking spot away from the door. And that is on purpose. So I do that to make room for the elderly. I make room for whoever might be visiting that day. I want them to have an obstacle-free experience when they come to worship at Merit Assembly of God. And so if you go to church and you're used to sitting at the back, can this pastor who doesn't know you, just wants to see the kingdom of God grow, could you move up a row or two and say, you know what, if that makes it easier for a guest to come in to where they can give their heart to Jesus, that's really a very small change that I can make in my life that will maybe grow the kingdom of God. It, life is not necessarily about a whole bunch of major steps. It can be about a lot of little minor adjustments that result in a great big change. So we're not even going to get to the comparison today. Let's just focus on being the type of believer that we're supposed to be, that we're supposed to be people who believe the Word of God so much that it has impacted our heart, impacted our mouth, impacted our character, impacted our finances. We need to believe the Word of God. So let me throw one out there to you. We visited a church last year. Our grandson was being dedicated, and they had some greeters out there, and they said, "Is this your first time here?" And I'm a smart aleck, and I said, "Yes, I normally work on Sundays," because it's true. I pastor a church. I preach on Sundays. Sometimes because of that, I've got to look, I have to be very intentional about my day off, and not always been very successful in that area. And God said, "Look, that's a command. You know, you are supposed to honor me with a Sabbath rest." And he gave me a practical application. He said, "Do you believe that when you honor me with the tithe, that I can make 90% go farther than 100%? And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Then I want you to stretch to believe that when you honor me with a day of rest, that I can make you more productive in 6 days than you ever would have been in seven." A good lumberjack will take time to sharpen his axe or make sure that he's got a sharp chainsaw blade. A really skilled chef will make sure that his knife blade is extremely sharp, because we don't have to work harder. We just need to work smarter. And so when God shows you something from the Word of God, say, "God, I believe you." So we need to be people who believe the Word of God so that it changes us. We need to be faithful people. At work, be the person that your boss can count on. At church, be the person your pastor can count on. Be faithful, be reliable, and be trustworthy. Those are our four glorious aspects, four marvelous characteristics that will really improve the message of Christianity in Brevard County. Would you join me in being very active and very vocal and very faithful believers here in Brevard County? God bless you. You have a marvelous day. We'll talk about the incompatibility with unbelief tomorrow, right here on the Refresh Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."